Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You all right there, Bob?
Yeah, all right, Andy.
Here we are again. Atletico Mince.
Atletico Mince.
The football podcast that no one really wanted.
They didn't want it, they got it. I'm happy to go along with Mince now as well. I think that's bedded in.
Have you found peace with that now, have
yeah.
you? You've got closure.
I've got closure on that. We'll call it Mince. Well, Andy, why does it always, whenever you walk in this room, why does it always smell a little bit like Timpson's, you know, K-cutting?
That's repairs. Just something I like to do before you come along.
What, cut keys?
Cut keys, yeah.
Yeah?
I've got a bag of them in the corner.
Are they for anything in particular or just cut keys?
It's just something to keep my hands busy.
Well, it's better than the other obvious alternative.
And I enjoy the machinery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've not been sniffing glue or nothing?
No.
Absolutely.
No, just cutting keys.
Okay, so what have we got this week?
Well, coming up, we've got Luis Suarez and his toilet habits.
Luis Suarez, yeah.
Luis Suarez, his name is Luis?
Luis Suarez, yeah.
Like Luis
Collins.
I thought
you said Louis.
Like Luis Collins from
yeah,
the professionals.
Luis.
L-E-W-I-S.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Suarez. We've got a Brazilian team that's been humiliated by their own fans.
Okay.
Well, in favour of that sort of thing. Jack Wilshere, he's been hiding behind some bins this weekend.
He's been in trouble, hasn't he?
Yeah. And Stephen Naismith.
Yeah, what's he done?
He's been grabbing a penis.
Has he?
He has. But we'll cover all that later on.
Do you know, when you talk about grabbing a penis, I'm instantly reminded. Do you feel you're going to be interested in this story I'm about to tell?
It's got
everything you
doubt.
Might like. I've penis.
Key cutting?
No key cutting, no. So, here's a game I used to play that involved touching the penis.
Yep.
You might be interested.
Yep.
I think it was with me and Vic whenever we went camping. And
want to continue with this?
Yeah, I think we used to call it Cock and Arrow or Robin of Sherwood or something like that. But what we used to do is we used to get a bit of Mother's Pride, you know, cheap bread, long loaf.
Yeah.
One of the longies, long loaf, war buttons. That's a newcomer to me, war buttons. Anyway, we used to roll it into a ball.
Right.
About the size of a ping pong ball, yeah?
Yeah.
Then we used to get a saucepan and an arrow from a bow and arrow, yeah?
Right.
Okay. And then one of you had to throw it as high as you could in the air. If the other one caught it and it stayed in the pan, yeah,
yep.
The other one had to shout out, touch your cock with the arrow, and they would put the point of the arrow towards their groin area. We were fully clothed
yeah.
and everything. But
and this is when you were camping?
Whenever we went camping, yeah, because when you're camping, what have you got with you? You've got bread, you've got saucepan,
and an arrow. Obviously. For sustenance.
So there you are. I don't know if that ties in with Naismith, but you said the word touching cock or something.
It's in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Was this a public camping site?
The one I remember particularly, we did it in a car park in Liverpool.
Right.
We weren't, I'll be honest with you, we weren't camping in the car park. And we did it in a field behind a pub. We probably did it on more occasions. It's a terrific game.
There you go then. You've shared that with the nation now.
Yeah, and I'm so upset at that we've started a podcast talking about penises.
It's mostly penises this week, to
oh,
be fair.
Oh, please say it isn't.
That's going to be the title of it, mostly penises.
Oh, no, I hope not, Andy.
Can I just move on to your status as self-confessed memory man?
I am the memory man, football statistics.
Yeah, that's basically why you're here, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the reasons
it's
I'm here.
It's pretty much the only reason.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I've got another question for you, another right. memory question, so right. just brace yourself.
Yep.
Bob.
Yep.
Do you remember when Ron Atkinson was the manager of West Bromwich Albion?
Yes.
Hey! There we go. Brilliant!
See?
And what? As a secondary question, do you remember what happened next?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go. What about that?
I do.
Bob Mortimer, the memory man.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, it doesn't come without hard work. You know, I noticed you haven't asked about my health, by the way, once again.
I'm not interested in your health.
All right, fair enough.
Shall I comment on your health?
Well, how do you think I look, Andy?
You look rough.
Oh, I look rough.
You haven't shaved. I'm wondering if you maybe is a bit depressed.
Well, that's from the long back when lack of shaving was associated with mental illness, isn't it?
When Arthur Fowler had his meltdown on EastEnders and pulled the Christmas tree down.
Yeah.
He was unshaven then.
Exactly.
You've got that kind of look about you.
No, but times have moved on. This is a very... What do they call it? Look, it's not swarthy. It's a different word to that. I look really good.
No.
No.
No, you look like you're about to pull something apart in a fit of rage. You look like you're suppressing something.
Yeah. Well, thanks for showing such an interest in me health.
I've probably shown more interest than I've actually got, to be honest.
Right, let's get to it.
Have you got a favourite Janet Jackson song?
Yes.
Good.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
That's the one about social justice, isn't it?
I don't know what it's about. I never used to listen to the lyrics. But when we did the big night out, we used to come out to that music.
Ooh.
When I think of you.
That's my favourite.
Andy.
Yeah. Everything goes all weird.
Here's something I'd like to tell you about.
Okay.
And the football community.
Yeah.
Is I've been investigating to what extent balls go out of shape, yeah, footballs, during the course of a match. And I've got a very good friend at Loughborough. Yeah, Leo Burnett, right? And he's done some work on this.
Yes.
He's measured the circumference both ways, east to west, north to south, of a match at the kickoff.
Right.
And the circumference is after.
Right.
And the outshapenness of the ball can vary up to about 7 millimetres in favour of one of the axes, yeah?
Right.
Here's the thing. Did you see Payet's free kick?
Yes. Wasn't it lovely?
Wasn't it lovely? Did you notice also that they switched the ball about 3 minutes before that free kick?
I didn't notice that because I'm not that arsed.
Well, maybe that's the reason for that.
So you think that because they were playing with... Well, no. were they playing with a perfect ball or was it a tampered ball?
Look, I don't want to get into trouble here, Andy. All I'm saying is that a bit like the cricket... The shape and condition of the ball varies.
Up to seven millimetres.
Can you imagine? So it's a great goal.
What are you trying to say?
I'm a little bit worried that I'm saying something I shouldn't be saying.
I don't even know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that here's a scenario, right? An out-of-shape ball on the training ground, Payet smacks it, everyone goes, fuck, did you see the flight of that ball?
Right. Yeah?
And then... They look at the ball and they say, when the ball's this shape, we've got a lethal weapon on our hands here. I wonder if we had this ball ready to put on the pitch.
Right.
We've got a free kick.
It did go up and down quite a bit, didn't it? Are you suggesting that they'd actually put a rugby ball on?
No.
Nobody had noticed?
No, I'm not going to pursue it if you're going to be like this about it. If you don't want to understand the game, fair enough. Let's just chit-chat about something else. Here's one. We had Middlesbrough signed one of these Vietnamese, is it?
I don't know.
do you know, I'll sound terribly ignorant here, but you know, like Kim Si-yun?
Right, yeah.
You know, one of the...
From the Far
South
East.
South Korean, the Far East.
Yeah.
Yeah? Some of the greatest footballers.
You know what's coming after this bit, don't you?
Yeah. And we signed one called Kim Sung-nook, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem, Andy, was that he never ran down the channels. He was always running down crannies.
Crannies.
Because he was called Nook, you see.
Yeah.
That was just a...
Oh, is that your joke for this week?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, we'll just have a little bit of Far East music then, shall we? Just... sort of I understood it.
Right.
I just didn't think it was very good.
Okay.
We'll just have a bit of the music just to take us out of that section. Right. sure where we go from here, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's kind of reached a new low, I think.
Best thing I ever saw shouted outside a football ground, yeah?
Yeah, what was that then?
Wonderful lad who sells the Fly Me to the Moon, which is the Middlesbrough fanzine,
right,
was stood outside, I think it was the Forest ground, and next to him was one of those signs on the wall that says Dry Rising Outlet.
Yes.
So he was stood there with his magazines shouting, Dry Rising Outlet! Dry Rising Outlet! And I thought that was terrific.
Did he sell any?
I don't know.
Dry Rising Outlets.
Well, he wishes. I bet that's an expensive unit. Do you know what?
You get more per unit than you would from a fanzine, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
He's in the wrong game.
Have you any idea what a dry rising outlet is?
It's to do with damp, isn't it?
Is it damp, of course?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah?
Rising damp, dry rot.
But I am in agreement with you that the unit price of a dry rising outlet will be more than a
profit
fanzine.
Profit per unit has got to be superior on a dry rising outlet, hasn't it?
There'll be good margins on that.
Than some half-assed fanzine. No disrespect to Fly Me to the Moon.
No, please don't. It's the best fanzine available. Thank you.
To Middlesbrough fans?
No, to anyone.
Really? You've read them all, have you?
Andy, do you prefer pointing at ducks when they're in flight or when they're just, like, waddling on the ground?
I'll salute when they're in flight.
And point when they're waddling.
And point when they're at ground level.
Thank you. I'll tick that off my list.
Write that down.
Yep.
Right. Football news. Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
What do we know about Luis Suarez?
He's a demon in the box. He bites.
Yeah.
Plays for Barcelona.
Yep.
What do you want from me?
Where do you think he stands on hygiene?
I'll be honest with you, 50-50.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's got a passing interest in it, but he's not obsessed.
Not obsessed in the slightest, I wouldn't think, no. I should think he washes his hands after a number two, but not after a number one.
Because you don't anymore, do you? You've said that you don't care anymore about
I'm
that.
Sorry, I don't know.
That's fine. How much of a father do you think he is? He's a good father or an indifferent one? Or
I'm at a 50-50 again, a slightly absent father.
Yeah.
No, I'll go sad. No, he's probably all right, actually.
Yeah. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah.
He probably spends most of his time in front of a huge smart TV.
Yeah.
Eating massive fruits. You know the big fruits?
Yeah.
Melons, pineapples.
Yeah.
All the big fruits. And probably has his
arm... With them teeth he's got, hasn't he?
I suppose, yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
You use it if you've got them.
What a weird, exactly. God's gift, aren't they?
So I think, no, I'm probably quite a family man.
All right, well...
But a dirty one.
Yeah. Well, Luis Suarez, it transpires, sits down when he urinates.
Does he now?
Which is sometimes known as the emperor's piss.
Right.
And that's what he does, and he's confessed to that this week.
What did he say?
In the media. What did he say? His exact words were, I'm not going to do the accent because,
fair enough,
you know, could get all sorts of trouble. When peeing, I am a clean man. This is an issue of hygiene for me because I have two children. I do not want it to squirt on the ground, so I pee sitting down.
Do you know what's interesting there, Andy?
What?
That word squirt.
Do you think he's had problems? Do you think he's had problems with aim and trajectory, and what he's actually doing is he's blaming it on worrying about the kids?
Well, there's all sorts of scenarios, but my worry is a squirt I think of as a short burst.
Yeah.
Now, if you sat down and the humidity is at a certain level and all the conditions are right...
As it is in Barcelona.
Yeah, exactly. That little, if it's a squirt, like a jet, it could go through that gap between seat and bowl. Then you've got a terrible mess on your hands, haven't you?
Well, he said apparently not. Unless he's got some kind of facility around the rim that catches it.
A lip.
Yeah. Something like that.
A squirty lip.
But he says that it's because of his kids, so he sits down.
Oh, well, good man. If that's his motivation, then
I don't believe it.
You don't believe that's
no,
why
I think
he sits
there's
down.
Some ulterior motive here.
Well, what possible ulterior motive could there be?
I think, first of all, he's sitting down to pee because he thinks he's better than the rest of us.
But no one can see him, Andy, presumably.
Well, that's why he's come out and told us, isn't it? He wants us to know.
Right, and then
he's hiding in plain sight.
I'm better than you.
I'm a better man than you because I pee sitting down. I don't feel very comfortable saying pee either. But I'm saying that I do it because it keeps my kids healthy.
Right. Do you shit sat down, Andy?
Of course I do.
Oh, you do you?
Of course I do.
That surprises me.
And what about you?
I always sit down, yeah.
Well, just why wouldn't I then? Why do you think I wouldn't do that?
Actually, I'm wrong, because you do tend to wear a lot of trouser suits and jumpsuits, don't you?
So, yeah, I've got one on now.
Yeah, so you would sit down. Yeah, okay.
Pleased about that.
Hey, what's McLaren doing at the moment?
Steve McLaren.
We should try and update that. What's your guess there?
Digging a grave.
He's digging a grave, is he? Listening to Radio 2, 4?
No, Radio 3.
He's listening to Radio 3.
Because he finds it quite soothing.
Yeah.
While he's digging and thinking about why he's digging. What about you? What do you reckon he's doing?
I reckon, just come through me there. I reckon he's in a park.
Yeah.
On his own, on a bench, flask of soup. A powdered soup that he's made up in his flask.
Right.
Yeah.
From Knorr.
And, I don't know, maybe talking to a fat lass. About carpets, maybe.
You're convinced he's a carpet salesman, aren't you?
Oh, he's a carpet salesman. Yeah. He might be in Barbados. Do you know the truth is he's probably in Barbados and he's just loving it?
Well, he probably isn't, though, is he?
You don't think so?
No, I think your answer's probably more accurate.
Do you think you think he's sad about the sacking?
I think he's just sad about everything. He keeps getting sacked.
Yeah.
Everything he does goes wrong.
Well, he was all right at Middlesbrough. He was all right at 20.
But did he get sacked at Middlesbrough?
No, he went to the England job.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was England manager?
Yeah, he was England manager.
Christ. Hey, who's going to win the Euros? Let's talk about football, shall we? Who's going to win the Euros, Bob?
I've got a feeling that it's going to be Poland.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that then?
I think they've got the best striker in the competition. I think defences are going to dominate, particularly Italy's. If the draw goes it goes in a certain way, I predict a Poland-Italy final.
Right. That all made it sound like you knew what you were talking about, apart
Did
from
it?
The Poland bit.
Have Poland qualified?
I have no idea. It's in Poland, isn't it?
No, it's
the host nation.
No, it's in France.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. Now, people who are thinking of going to the Euros in France should be aware that the first England match is in Marseille.
Right.
And you know about Marseille, don't you?
I don't know very much about Marseille. There's obviously something about Marseille I don't know that you're going to tell me.
Well, it's a terrible, awful place.
Right.
Terrible, awful dump.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm after tickets for the Euros.
Are you warning people to be careful?
I'm starting the next match at Lens. I ain't going to Marseille.
You're not doing Marseille?
No chance.
Fair enough. And, who are we playing in Marseille?
In Marseille, we open up against Russia. I ain't going. Do you know, would you know, Andy, can I just ask you, I shouldn't be doing this on air, as it were, but you know you click on, say, Euro Championship tickets?
Yeah.
And immensely loads of sites come up saying Euro tickets with a price, buy here. Right. Are they all illegitimate? And I'm genuinely asking. Or do you think someone might actually have some tickets?
Why do you think I would know? Do you think I am like Lynn Fallswood or something? The watchdog.
I've come up against the brick wall again. I would have just valued your opinion. That's
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're all dodgy.
They're all dodgy?
Yeah, all of them.
Well, if any listener out there knows of a genuine place to get tickets for...
Do you really want to go?
Yeah.
Just turn up. They'll let you in.
Just
turn up, right, in a van or something, and just park your van outside the stadium, and then just say to the fella on the gate, "Have you got room for a little one?"
Yeah.
And he'll probably let you in. There's bound to be some empty seats near the back.
I once went to Crystal Palace, the only time I've ever tried that on, and I didn't have tickets. And I went to... No, it wasn't Palace, it was Charlton. I went to Charlton, and I didn't have any tickets, so I tried that on. And I said to the bloke at the big posh front gates, I said, "Look, I'm Bob Mortimer off the telly. Is there any chance of coming in? I could do the half-time draw or something like that." And didn't have a clue who I was, quite rightly, and told me to fuck off.
Yeah.
So there you are. You can't rely on it.
Can't sympathise, really, can you?
I did actually get in the end. I know that'll disappoint you, but I did get in.
Are you going to tell us how?
No, I'm not going to tell you. No, I did get in, and I sat with the Red Cross. Paper. Is it Red Cross? No, it's not the Red Cross with the St.
Red
John's.
Arrows. The Chelsea pensioners.
I sat with the St. John's ambulance people.
Did you?
Yeah.
In the uniform?
No.
Were you poised to carry out some kind of medical
but I felt
resuscitation
like,
if you needed it?
I felt part of the team though.
I'm I'm sure you do. You kind of got that vibe about you, haven't you? You like to feel like you belong.
Yeah, no, for that 90 minutes, that 90 minutes, I did belong to something, yeah. Something important.
And it is important.
Yeah, medical.
Even though your contribution to it was zero.
Yeah. What sort of worktops have you got in your kitchen? Wood, tiles,
just that, thread. That sort of formica.
Formica? Kind
of yeah.
So it's like it's stuck onto wood?
Yeah.
How are your joints doing?
They're all right. Yeah. It's quite new. It's only about 3 year old.
Where'd you get it from?
I'm not prepared to answer that.
You got out of a skiff, didn't you?
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable now.
All right, fair enough.
With this line of questions.
Good luck with your kitchen. I'll leave it at that.
Are you trying to like compile something in a dossier about me? Last week you asked about how my Easter was.
Yeah.
This week it's worktops. What's going to be next?
How's that gate you built?
Still up.
It's still up. Well,
I'll tell you what's not up though. The greenhouse.
Has it gone? What got it? The winds. Was it Katie?
Never went up. Never got it up.
So what have you done with it?
Still in the box.
Still in the box.
It's in the back of my wardrobe.
Oh, a tight ass like you hasn't tried to eBay it or anything.
Man, it's still there. I've got plans for it.
What are you?
Where I live at the minute, right, is quite windy.
Yeah.
And I don't trust it.
Yeah.
Put it this way, I've got my trampoline clamped down.
Right.
So, a plastic greenhouse, no chance.
And you didn't think of that before you purchased it? Did you only become aware of your windy environment?
It was 30 quid. I couldn't knock that back.
Yeah. It's an outdoor library kind of vibe to it, isn't there? It's like 9 shelves.
Yeah.
And what
I'm playing a long game, right?
All right.
I'm not that...
What, you think gardens are going to get smaller?
Well, I'm not that interested at the minute in greenhousery.
All right.
But when I'm a bit older and I'm like your age, I probably will be because I'll have not much else going on.
You know
by the time I get to your age, life's going to be pretty confusing. So I'll be into like growing tomatoes and stuff in a plastic greenhouse. Wind or no wind.
I reckon you're a big baby. Do you know what? I reckon you're like, I reckon you go down A&E and hang around A&E and say stuff like, I've got a little swelling.
Well, yeah.
I got swelling out of my arm or something. Yeah. Can I have one of your special pills?
Yeah. Are you trying to say I'm a malingerer?
Yeah. At A&E. I've just seen a really bad film. Could I have a blood transfusion? No. Not hypochondriac, just a baby.
Just a knobhead.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you're not completely wrong.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So Suarez was the last thing. What's
Suarez?
The next?
I think we should just quickly move across to our Twitter followers.
Oh, okay.
Because we've got quite a following.
Wow.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
At Atletico Mince.
Yeah.
And this week we couldn't be bothered to ask them any questions, so we just said ask us something.
All right.
And they've answered us in their droves. First up, Arsenal Sai.
Okay.
And he says, "Dear Atletico Mince, which Premier League footballer would make the best goth?"
Would make the best goth.
Mm.
Whoa.
Which Premier League footballer could you see mooching about in a graveyard, dressed from head to toe in black?
I've got it.
With a sad expression on his face.
I think I've got it.
Who is it?
Peter Crouch.
You're right, it is.
It's not, is it? A great big lanky, pale-faced Peter Crouch.
Moping around.
Yeah. Leering over the gravestones.
Thinking the world's his enemy.
Yeah.
Hating his mum and dad.
barking to see if the hounds of Dracula appear out of the graves.
Almost
yeah,
certainly.
Peter Crouch.
And I've actually checked with your friend at the University of Loughborough.
Yeah.
And I can confirm that, yes, it is Peter Crouch.
Oh, he is formerly the best.
Yep. It's official. Statistics have proven that it is Peter Crouch.
Well, didn't we do well?
And non-Premier League, best goth is Carlos Tevez.
Carlos Tevez?
Yeah.
A little, little chunky goth.
A little chunky one. Trouble.
Trouble,
can't
yeah.
Can't take his drink.
Can't take his drink. Always stinks of pepperoni because he's got them in every pocket.
That's him. So there we go.
Okay, anything else did they ask us?
Dear Atletico Mince. I like the formality of this.
No, it's nice that,
Dear Atletico Mince, says Leon JBBC. Did you ever feel self-conscious at school for not having the trendiest football boots? Did they have football boots when you were young?
My first boots were called Relum Rangers. Good, solid, like briefcase leather, brown leather. And you got...
briefcase leather.
Yeah. And you got... you bought your studs from Jack Atfield's downtown. And they were leather studs. And before the match, you hammered them in.
Right.
That was my first boot. But then it's funny that you ask that question because... I'm sorry, but I always had the trendsetter boots. I bought... some of the older listeners out there will remember. I bought the George Best boot when it came out.
Right.
Which had the...
Because you're a trend follower.
No, setter.
Are you trying to say that you were around before George Best?
George Best manufactured the boot, yeah?
Did he do it himself? Like me with my keys?
I don't know the process, Andy, do I? But he approved the boot. I set it as a trend.
Right. You were the first one to get them, wore them to the night spots of Middlesbrough.
No, I wore them on the football pitches of Middlesbrough and displayed me dazzling skills in them. They were a purple boot, the first coloured boot. Well, the Alan Ball boot, some listeners might be able to help, the Alan Ball boot was the white boot, and they were the first two boots associated with a player.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one came first. I think it was the George Best, but it had side lacing.
Why?
Yeah, design feature, but of course it was useless because it just got hacky with mud immediately and you couldn't untie them or tie them. And then, of course, the power... Even your young ones like you might remember... Do you remember the PowerPoint boots?
No.
They had numbers on.
No.
So,
and you were told which number to use to get, like, a swerve or a
twend. So on the back of the heel it would have one. You'd refer to your booklet... Mid game, because and it's a use one for a back heel.
I need to do a back heel. How do I do it? Quickly get the boot out.
Get the book
number
out.
One, there you go.
Bang, you're a bit like Vardy.
And they say that the game's faster now than it used to be.
I mean,
Vardy probably is,
but they still have time. Make time to read.
Vardy still uses the boot, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, in that match against, I don't know if people who was wide eyed as me, he has what you would think is a Fitbit watch on his wrist.
Yeah, under that. Plaster cast.
Yeah, but actually, it's just got a still on it of the power points for your boots.
Right.
You'd have to look it back super slow motion, but as that ball was coming across, he quickly referred, saw that it was a number one, back heel, bang.
There
he takes
go.
The credit.
But in fact...
We all know where the credit lies.
And he'll not be paying them any royalties either. It's probably public domain now.
No, because, you could even, just with a marker pen, put one on the back...
You could.
Save yourself pounds. But
there'd be a copyright infringement, do you think, though?
To put the number
public,
one on the boot.
Is it public domain now?
I don't know about football.
Maybe he's asking mate at Loughborough. He'll know.
He'll know all about football boot law, yeah. But do you know what? I've enjoyed those two questions. Thank you.
There's going to be some more later on.
Nice one.
I'm going to move on now.
Yeah. Are you the man behind the... is it Tabathia? How do you say it? Tabiatha? Tabathia, the female name. What is this? Tabitha. Are you the man behind the Tabitha Huntley Mysteries, those books?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, I am.
I like them.
Thanks.
Sorry,
you know what?
People said it was you.
They don't take us very long to knock them out either.
Well, they crack along.
I do one in half a day.
You can do a Tabitha Huntley Mystery in half a day?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
You mean plot it out?
That whole thing. Plot it out, write it. Check it for spellings, print it off.
Yeah.
Put it in the post of the publisher.
Are you not Andy Onsey? Are you, as
I
it
am,
were,
yeah.
Tabitha?
Yeah, I am.
Well done, I like them.
Thanks. I feel like our relationship's starting to warm a little bit.
I'm very impressed.
I might
by
do
that.
One just for you for next week.
I'd love to.
And read it out.
Can you make it like a Top Cappy stealing something from above somewhere in it?
Right.
Thank you.
A roof bound.
You know where? It's like in the chocolate adverts.
Yeah.
They penetrate some security system from
right.
above.
Yeah.
I would really like that.
Going via the windows or something on the roof.
Yeah. Was it?
What's a roof window called? What's the other word?
Sunlight. A sunscreen.
Yeah.
Sunlight.
Well, a sunscreen.
Oh, it's you. We know what we mean.
I'll Google it when I'm writing
it.
Because I do that as well.
Could be atrium or something like that.
Could be. Orangery.
Do you have cars in Sunderland? Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
What do they mostly drive? Like Fiat Doblo, is it?
Nissans. We all have Nissans, yeah. Because the factory's there, so we all get them.
You get them free, you mean?
But they haven't got any fences, so we just go and take them.
If you so, in your street...
They leave the engines running in the
in your street, what's the poshest car in your Sunderland street?
The poshest one in my street, I would say, is probably Vauxhall Nova.
Is that a new
one? One of the new ones, yeah.
Is it what was
with the flames up the side?
Yeah, no, you're just being an arsehole now. What I just has anyone, no one on the street got a BMW or an Audi or something like that?
What's the good deal with you?
All right, I'll leave.
Is this the dossier thing again?
No, I'm just asking a life in Sunderland, man. You know,
you're gonna be alienating our Sunderland listeners, you know, because they don't like me.
Didn't people from Sunderland not like you?
Well, not if the reaction on the streets anything to go by.
But they might like you a bit more now they know you're the man behind the Tabitha Huntley mysteries, mate.
We can but hope.
Hey, Andy, can I do a quick one for you? Can I put this on you? Can I just say, it's as simple as this. I'm thinking of a Premiership footballer, yeah?
Right.
You can ask me yes or no questions. Can you name the footballer?
How many yes or no questions do I get?
I'll give you three, and if you don't get it, I'll give you three later on.
Does his kit, it'd be a he, I presume.
Yeah.
Does his kit have red in it?
Yes.
Is he an international player?
Yes.
Has he got a kind smile?
No, I don't think he has, no, sorry.
Is it Chris Smalling?
No, it's not Chris Smalling. I see why you said that. We'll come back to that then.
Okay.
Okay. You made some progress.
I've just crossed off Chris Smalling. We'll come back to that. Can we move on to Stephen Naismith?
Yes, of course you can.
And his penis grab on Newcastle's Daryl Yanmat.
Right.
Because I did say we were going to be talking mostly about penises today.
Oh, no, please, can we not do this if it's penis? Please, Andy, can we not? Can you skip to the next one?
I wanted to get into the psychological thing of it, not the actual penis itself.
All right, well, I'll ask you then, Andy. Hey, Andy, what do you think of the Stephen Naismith incident?
I thought it was a bit weird.
Is that it?
That's all I've got.
What, he touched a fellow performer's dongle, yeah?
He did, on the telly.
Yeah.
I bet you've never done that on the telly.
No, but can I give you... You've drawn me in now, haven't you? I have... Just think about this, Andy, right? I have exposed myself, right, in the presence of...
Princess Margaret.
The Bayeux Tapestry and the Treaty of Versailles and Napoleon's bed at Malmaison.
Were these three separate incidents?
Three separate incidents, yeah.
In the same day?
No. It's a cock-out tour of Europe.
What...
Right. So, no, it's just a simple challenge, which some of the listeners may like to take on because it's terrifically exciting.
Right.
You go into the big room in Versailles. I was with Vic, and our challenge
was...
Yeah, you don't show it to... I don't mean expose. Expose has got a suggestion of just, you know, you try and find a corner or a moment when you can just let...
Get it out.
Let your Jonathan see light for a quarter of a second so that you can say it's been out in the same... place as the Treaty of Versailles. So there you go. And I've done the Bayeux Tapestry. You'll never do the Mona Lisa if that's what you're thinking.
Is it really tough?
Well, it's
to
just
penetrate?
So packed in front of it. And it would all
right.
be CD. You could probably do it, but you'd be right next to someone.
Could you not go in first thing before it gets busy?
Just run to the Mona Lisa, out, get out of there.
Because, like, when I went to Florida a couple of years ago, what you do is you go to Universal Studios, you get yourself in position. And as soon as the gates open, you run to the Harry Potter ride.
Right.
To get on before everyone else does, so you haven't got a queue for 2 hours. I didn't get it out then because I wasn't aware of the game.
Right.
But maybe I will next time. But what I'm saying is, Mona Lisa, like you've said, hurtle towards it as soon as the doors open.
Yeah. Out.
Out it comes. Yeah. And then
might even change your smile, mightn't it?
And then off for a cup of tea.
Nice
whatever
one.
They have in France.
Well, there's a challenge to anyone because I don't think I'd do it. The Napoleon's bed's
I don't think
easy.
You're fast enough anymore.
You're probably right.
Unless you were in a motorised wheelchair or a motorised scooter.
Yeah.
Because then you'd get to the front of the queue anyway,
yeah.
Like you do in Disney World.
And then with the sympathy factor as well, they might just, if you were caught, they might just put it down to medication or something.
Yeah. You could probably go in with it out.
Can we please move away from that area of please?
Yeah, I suppose so. Jack Wilshere has been hiding behind some bins, Bob.
You've already mentioned that, haven't you?
I said we were going to touch on it later on.
Yeah. Well, I feel a certain sympathy for him. Presumably it's just not before. What, did he do anything wrong?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, you know the story.
Here's what's happened, right? He's been accused of some kind of assault in a nightclub in the centre of London at the weekend, Saturday night. I think he got chucked out of the club, whatever it was.
Right.
And then he went and hid behind some bins.
Well, I think you've got to admire his choice of hidey hole.
Do you think his ingenuity at play?
Yeah. I get upset a little bit. I was aware Wiltshire had done something. I didn't know what he... But presumably he didn't assault someone. He's not been charged. It's all just... Hocus.
Hocus,
is that the word?
Hokum.
Hokum. So, I mean, why shouldn't he go out? I don't really understand this.
But what if he did do it?
Do what?
Assault someone.
Well, he obviously didn't.
Well, we don't know that, though. We weren't there.
All right, well, no, you're right. He might have assaulted someone. We should lock him up. And
if he didn't do it, he should just stride off into the night, head held high, convinced of his own innocence.
No, because people like you, you'll get photographed and people like you will read something into it.
What do you mean, people like me?
Hey, maybe he got his... No, I don't want to...
Behind the bins?
Behind the bins, but I used to be a bin man.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that another week.
Happiest year of my life it was. It's as good as it ever got.
Mm.
So, what have I been up to, Andy?
I
don't want to hear any more of your penis things. I watched Gangs of New York last night.
Oh, I?
Yeah.
Who did you go with?
Oh, thanks, mate. He said that was one of my jokes, listeners. He should have said with Daniel Day-Lewis, and I would have said no with just the wife and my eldest son.
Did you go with Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, I didn't. I'll tell you what, I'll try it again.
Right.
Oh, I went to see My Left Foot last week.
Did you go with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Ah! Honestly, hijacking.
I don't understand. Anyway, you've already had your joke. You did your joke earlier on.
Yeah, but it didn't really land, did it? Do they ever?
Not getting any better, is it? Shall we have another couple of questions from our Twitter followers?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll give you three more yes or no's if you want.
All right, then, okay.
International Red.
International
and his kid.
Red, not Chris Smalling, bit sour faced.
Little bit, yeah. Serious attitude to his get to the game.
Is he an England international?
Yes. I'm not saying is, sorry.
Has played for England?
Yes.
Right. Is he a bit useless?
No.
It's not Theo Walcott, then. Could you persuade him
could
to help
you... Could you fit him into a tin? What?
No, could you persuade him to help you put your shopman in the boot of your car without much...
I know, I think he seems to me a little bit unapproachable, actually, to be honest with you. Move on, you've had enough questions.
That's me three guesses.
Yeah.
Danny Welbeck?
As near as you've been...
Right. Should we carry this one on next week, do you think?
No, we might get to the end of it. I might give you three just as soon as you tell me that you're finished.
I'm a bit bored with it now.
Oh, you don't even want to guess them?
I'd let you do some research and come back next week.
Do you want me to tell you who it is?
No, no.
But I want you to... are you doing some viewers?
Firstly, I'm bored with the game.
Okay.
Secondly, I couldn't give a toss who it is.
Yeah, but you see, decent people, if they're bored with the game and the other person, as I clearly am, is very excited, well, you know, they'll still try and contribute. How much time has it taken off you? About 30 seconds of your life.
Yeah, but it's been a pain in the arse, though.
Colin Defoe.
Oh, what?
Colin Defoe, that's who it was. You kind of knew it.
Oh, God, you're right. As well, he would not with a shop, would he?
You know, I think it'd be very unapproachable.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Something in it for Actually, I think he would help you if you asked him. So right. He would help you, but I think he'd be very difficult.
If you were a lass.
Yeah, well, yeah.
See? Yeah. There's two rules in it with him. Another question from someone called Forbort.
Okay.
A new rule has passed.
Yeah.
The balls must be inflated with something other than air.
Yeah.
What would you choose to pump into your balls?
I see you grinning there. Is that a serious question, or is it just so that you could say...
No, that's a serious question from Forbort. Well, air is out. Air is finished.
Well, I don't really get it.
What would you pump into a ball to keep it in the shape?
To make sure that it's exactly the same as it is with air in it.
You'd have to fill it with something, wouldn't you?
Well, ask a scientist, not me, Andy.
What?
I don't know what has the same density as air. I have no idea.
It doesn't necessarily have the same density. It's just got something that's going to fill it up.
Yeah, but so that you can play football.
Right, well, you know that thin custard you used to get at school?
Yes.
I'd say that. Because it's quite thin, so it wouldn't be too heavy. Like, if it was sort of ambrosia custard,
yeah,
and you pump that into a ball, that'll be a lot heavier and harder to...
It's a heavy custard. It's a heavy custard.
It is a heavy custard.
Yeah.
But if you've got the thin school dinner's custard,
yeah,
pumped it into a football...
It would be too heavy and the game would be shit. Can we move on?
Sorry about that, Forbort. I've only got one more.
Go on, then.
Nick Pettigrew says, who do you reckon would win in a fight?
Who do I reckon would win in a fight?
Who do you reckon would win in a fight?
It's a good question. Obviously, the bigger lad, I would think.
Right.
The one with tats.
Right.
One who looks after himself.
Yeah.
One who's got the moves.
Right.
The one who's got a mixture of skills.
Mm.
Yeah, like mixed martial.
Right.
So on. The one who's got a heart of a lion.
Yeah.
The one who doesn't know when to give up. Having said that, if his opponent is incredibly wiry...
I'm thinking wiry.
You think the wiry?
I'm thinking wiry.
He's going to win it.
I'm thinking wiry little shithouse.
Yeah.
Possibly with a knife in his sock.
Right.
That's not fair.
Oh, it's not fair.
No one said it was going to be a fair fight.
Yeah.
But I think the shithouse would win.
Okay, there's your answer, Nick.
There we go, Nick.
Good question.
That's it. And there's one more which hasn't really got anything to do with football. If you remember the other day we were talking about white goods...
Yes, I do, yeah.
And how they don't last anymore, do they?
Not they used to, not
you know,
now.
A couple of years, tops. Simon the dentist, might be a real dentist, might not be, who cares. He says that his nana had a fridge that lasted from 1968 to 2014. Now, that is 46 years.
46 years.
A 46-year fridge.
And I think...
And that was in Sunderland.
And we assume it was working, yeah?
He doesn't say if it was working or not. All he says was she had a fridge in her home that lasted from 1968 to 2014. Can anyone beat that?
I think lasted probably implies it did work.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. Yeah. So if you can beat that, if you've had a domestic appliance that's lasted more than 46 years...
We're desperate to find
out.
Drop
us a line.
Right, I can see you're wanting to bring this to an end, so I just want to check that there isn't anything I wanted to bring up, yeah? You probably don't want to hear about a footballer I've met, do you? Doubt it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about maybe it would be interesting to think of a hardware store combined with famous people's names so that, like, Michael J. Cloth, do you know what I mean? Or Jeff Fridges.
Yeah.
Yeah? Chair. Share.
Yeah.
Like share.
Yeah.
String, like sting.
Yeah.
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 So, but then I thought I wouldn't bring that up.
No, I don't think you should.
I asked you about your garden. I asked you about pointing at ducks. I mean, I would quite just like, do you think, am I right, Andy, in terms of country and western, cowboy up.
Right, I'm off.
Cowboy boots.
See ya.
Yeah, he's only gone as well. Well, I was just going to say, listeners, that I think that of the managers, of the football managers, it's Sam Allardyce or Sean Dyche who would be the country and western fans with the cowboys and cowboy boots. Are you back, are you? I thought you were going to have
I never went.
Did you not?
I was behind that fire hydrant.
Yeah, but you went in spirit, didn't you? I had a little sulk.
Yeah.
So I've never ended a show. I've always left by now.
That's
so
what you see. I don't know what you do. You didn't know how to deal with it. So
no, I didn't know. Followers or athletes go
in. Well, that's why I left, to sort of see if you could cope with it.
And I couldn't. You and couldn't. I admit it. And I'm a better man for that. Can you finish the show, please, then?
That's
and
it.
And I whilst I leave.
Oh, God. Bastard.
Thanks, Andy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.